friends. As you know, this is the third talk in the series which we're having on Zen Buddhism. There are five talks in this series. Two, of course, we have already had. Those of you who were here 2 weeks ago will remember that the first talk was really introductory rather than part of the series proper. And in the course of that talk, we learned one very important thing about Zen, which was that Zen is really, basically, the meditation school of Buddhism. We saw that there was a possibility of specialization, as among the various schools, one school specializing, as it were, in wisdom, another school specializing, as it were, in devotion, and so on. And in this way, in the same way, we saw that the Zen school or the Zen tradition specialized in meditation. At the same time, we saw that even though it is possible, even though it is quite legitimate to describe the Zen school as the school of meditation, as specializing in this particular aspect of Buddhism, with which all the schools and all the traditions are concerned to some extent at least, it's also possible to describe Zen as possessing certain distinctive features, certainly by way of emphasis and special development, which may not be possessed, perhaps in some cases certainly not possessed by the other schools. Now, in our approach to these distinctive features of Zen, we saw that there were various misunderstandings which we had to be careful to avoid. There was the misunderstanding, first of all, of the purely intellectual approach, thinking that one could understand Zen simply with the logical intellect. Secondly, there was the misunderstanding which consisted in trying to understand Zen apart from Buddhism, as though one could understand the branch apart from the main trunk. And lastly, we saw there was the misunderstanding which we described as mistaking the finger for the moon, taking various things which are currently considered parts of Zen or typical of Zen or characteristic of Zen and identifying Zen with those things. I gave one or two examples. I need not repeat them on this occasion. Now, towards the end of this introductory talk, we saw that we would be approaching Zen with the help of a traditional verse, because this traditional verse, traditional Zen verse, seems to epitomize, in a very lucid sort of way, some at least of the main, most important or major special characteristics or distinctive features of the Zen school. What that verse is, those of you who were present on the first occasion or last week or at both talks will remember that this verse went as follows. Zen is said to be a special transmission outside the scriptures. No dependence upon words and letters. Direct pointing to the heart of man. Seeing into one's own nature and attaining Buddhahood. Now, towards the end of that first talk, it was proposed that we should study Zen, that we should try to approach an understanding of its distinctive features by studying each week one line of this particular verse and trying to fathom its meaning, one line each week. Now, last week we had, as most of you will remember, the second talk, and we studied the first line of the verse, that is to say, a special transmission outside the scriptures. We began by surveying the scriptures of Buddhism. We saw that they were very vast, very rich, vaster perhaps and more rich than those of any other religious or spiritual tradition. We tried in the main part of the talk to understand what was meant, or what is meant in this verse, by a transmission, or a special transmission, and also what was meant by a special transmission outside the scriptures. And in this way we came, so we hope, to understand that Zen was not just concerned with meditation in the technical sense, not just the meditation school of Buddhism, but that above and beyond all else, it was concerned with the experience of the living spirit of Buddhism, that it was concerned with the transmission of this spirit, with the transmission of this spirit, this living experience of the truth of Buddhism, as it were from heart to heart directly, from the heart or the mind of the master to the heart or mind of the disciple. And we saw that this transmission of the living flame of Buddhism, as it were, though distinct from the scriptures, was not independent of them, but as it were alongside, giving them a greater, a further, a deeper, a truer meaning.